Okay, good evening, everybody. Welcome back to our learning at Share. Welcome back, everybody. So we are learning the Zecher Nishmasa and the Ilui Nishmasa, Miriam Frun, Miriam Bas Chaim Yitzhak, Allah HaShalom. May the Neshama merit a continuous aliyah in the schus of these Divrei Torah. And also, it is her Yurtzeit upcoming. This Yom Rishon Chaf Vav Cheshvan is her 8th Yurtzeit. And actually, Sarah was telling me that she remembers when she was sitting Shiva, it was around the same time as the Har Nof massacre. Ti Zichra Baruch. Sarah said she won't be here. She'll be in Eretz Yisrael to daven by the Kever. And I asked her that her mother, she should intercede on our behalf, on behalf of everyone who learns in this Chabura. She'll only be Zichuyos the Tova in the schus of her mother's merit, Miriam Baschaim Yitzhak, Allah Shalom, on the occasion of her 8th Yurtzeit. Should merit a true aliyah neshama and a zechira letova. Amen. Well, amen. So let's get into our learning. So we are not going back to the sefer yet, because tonight we're going to conclude this piece of the third explanation to how do we understand Bedorosov. We asked the question. We did not have an answer. We went through many sources that showed us 2 weeks ago that you do not compare to other generations because that's just detrimental. If you compare it to other generations, you'll sort of get hopeless. If you compare it to the previous generations because there's been a Yeridus Hadoros and we don't have the same degree of Rabbanim and Torah and Ruach HaKodesh, etc. So we went through that. Then last class, just a recap, we began by saying it's okay to have questions that don't have answers. Like let's say that question did not have an answer, right? So that's okay. We went through a piece by Rabbi Soloveitchik, the Rav Zatzal, and therefore the Gemara teaches us Teiku, Tishbi Yubar Kushio Zubayos, that ultimately there are not answers to all of our questions. Sometimes it's very hard to accept. Sometimes it's very painful. Sometimes this world does not make sense, but we're not in charge. God is in charge, and our job is to just do the job, the tafka, the Ribbono Shel Olam put us here forth, not to answer all our questions. But then we said, it happens to be that we are going to learn 3 answers to our question. So I said it was a little bit anticlimactic, like it's gewaldic to say the question doesn't have an answer because that's reflective of life. So we offer 3. One came from Rabbi Silber in Baltimore, who Joanna told me after she was familiar with his teachings, that he suggested that Sefer Bereishis is the yesod of everything. It's almost like pre-time. It's pre-time. So Rashi's comment is post-time. For example, Rashi, okay, lived 1,000 years ago. Rashi is talking about more what is shayach to our doors, but that's laying the yisod, that's pre-time. So you can't take a raya from the fact that Noah was compared to a different generation, because for the yisod, Hashem did that, but for the rest of time, it's not applicable. The second reason came from Esti Klein, which was that there's always the klal and there's the yotzei min haklal. And we gave many examples, like the Kohen Gadol who wears shatnez, even though you're not allowed to wear shatnez, like being mechal Shabbos to save a life, even though you're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos, like eating on Yom Kippur for a chol sheyesh bo sakana, even though you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. So yes, we have a rule, but in general, we have a general rule, but then there are times when the halacha and when Torah deviates from that rule to teach us that there's also a yotzei min haklal. That yahadus is not black and white, which is why everyone always has to ask their own shayla. We always say you have to ask your own rav, because your shayla might look the same as your friend, but your rav takes your situation, your circumstances, your life, your history into account, and that's not the same as your friend's. So two people might ask the same shayla, and in the end, you don't get the same answer. Why not if it's the same shayla? The Maisa, it's not the same. In the textbook, it might be the same, but when you look at the whole context, there's always the yotzei min haklal and the yotzei min haklal. 2 clarifications. I don't know if I wasn't clear last time, but 2 different people. So I just want to make it very clear. Shani's comments at the end of the share, reach out to after. I'm like, did I misunderstand your comment? She said no. She just wanted to make it very clear that we can't make sure there's a yotzei min haklal with our own opinion. That when you deviate from the law, for example, Chilul Shabbos, eating on Yom Kippur, etc., you have to make sure it's al pi rav and al pi halacha. So in other words, we can't decide on our own when to say, oh, here's the rule, I'm going to deviate from the rule. I thought that was clear, but Shani Gerlitz said that some people are very little, so it should be stated the obvious. Okay, so it's correct. Okay, no one leaves Shir and say, well, now, because we said there's the general rule, and then there's the yotzei min haklal, the exception to the rule, I could, this Shabbos, go write a story and drive in a car and talk on the telephone and light a fire, because we learned that there's exceptions to the rule. So if it wasn't clear, that's fine. Because then a second person reached out to me, who's a longstanding member of this Chabura, and she said that I said repeatedly, there are questions with no answers, but she said, that's not necessarily accurate. There are questions with no answers in this world, but in the next world, and be a Mosa Mashiach, our questions do have answers. So I thought that was also clear. So I don't know. I said to Shani, maybe it was me. I wasn't so clear. Chazal say in Pirkei Avos, and this is not me, but just it shows you how careful you have to be. Chachamim, he's haru bidvirechem. You have to be very careful with your words. Because maybe you could learn to lie from them. So a person, whether you're a chacham or not a chacham, a person just has to be very careful what they say. So I feel that this is very important to clarify. No one should make an exception to the rule by their own thought process. Unless you're the Rav, then you have to ask your Rav. And even a Rabbanim, ask Rabbanim. That's number one. And number two, when I said that there are questions with no answers, I did not mean for eternity. B'mos HaMashiach, and the whole world will be clear that there is a Ribbono Shel Olam. So that's a different matzav. And in the Olam HaEmes, when we stand on the Yom HaDin, that's also a different matzav. I meant there are questions with no answers in this world. So I wanted to clarify those two things because two long-standing members of this Chabur felt I wasn't clear. Okay. Those are the two answers so far, Rabbi Silber and Esti Klein. And now we go to third. Did you want to say something?
It's not you. It's our ability here. Sometimes, you know, it's 8:30 at night. It's been a long
sometimes
day. Sometimes it's 8:30 at night. We're a little tired. We're listening, but maybe like sometimes our minds wander. Maybe some of us have ADHD.
Or so maybe it's not, from my end.
I don't think so.
No, it's very clear. You've hazarded so you've reviewed it so many times before you taught it to us.
Obvious to me. I think that's what it is. I think that's more what it is. Like, to me, of course, that's what I mean. But it's not stated necessarily. Okay. I wanted to make sure to clarify those two things. Okay. So no one should make a mistake, and then I have enough that I'm going to be responsible for up there. I don't need more problems than what I already have. So now we go to the third answer. So I have a bunch of people to thank for this. Jasmine, are you here tonight? You're not even here. She'll hear online. She listens on my tour when she misses a share. First of all, I want to thank my son, Aryeh, because after the first year, he listened to it, and he said, why do you send me a short voice note? Because he wasn't going to send a 45-minute share to his Rabbi in Israel, Rav Noach Sosevsky. So he said, why do you send me a short voice note? And I'm going to send to Rav Noach. And let me see what his answer. Maybe he has an answer. So that's exactly what I did. I sent Aryeh a short voice note. And this is the answer from Rav Noach. Oh, it was 2 weeks ago. How fast could I find 2 weeks ago? What was the date of 2 weeks ago?
The beginning of November.
What?
The beginning of November.
Excuse me. So Rav Noach wrote back. Oh, yeah, here we go. Hatshuva arucha. Hatshuva arucha. The answer is lengthy. Va'ani chola. Umeod kasheli the daber. Az beintayim echtov mara mekomos. Ubehem sheikh gam ishtadel daber. So for those who do not know Hebrew, Rav Noach Sosevsky wrote back. Hatshuva arucha. That, first of all, made me very happy. Why?
It's not so sure.
There's a tshuva. There's a tshuva. The answer is very long. Va'ani chola. I'm not feeling well. Umaod kashali yadaber. It's very hard for me to speak. As bentayim, but in the meantime, echtov mar makomos. I'll send you the source. Ubehem sheikh, and later, gamesh tadal yadaber. I'll try and speak. Okay. Ayin gur Aryeh. Look up the gur Aryeh. On the words in Rashi, yesh me rabosinu. So before I did anything, I was already very happy because there is an answer. And Rav Noach answered almost very quickly. So Baruch Hashem, I was very happy. Okay, so I went to look it up. So that is what we are going to do. So that's the first person. I want to thank Aryeh for having an idea to reach out to Rav Noach, and it was a good idea. Baruch Hashem, Rav Noach answered. Second person I want to reach out to is Jasmine Sheen O'Hara, even though of Philly, Pennsylvania, Lower Merion, even though I see she's not here tonight, but she will listen online, because she offered to learn through it with me because I was not able to understand it. And she offered to learn through it with me. So the Sunday, not this past Sunday, Sunday before, we had a FaceTime Chavrusa. We learned through it together. And the thirdly, I want to thank, really, I guess four. One, Aryeh, two, Rav Noach, three, Jasmine. And finally, my husband, because my husband was Sunday at noon while we were there. And there were key Aramaic phrases that neither of us understood. Jasmine said to me, I'm not as good in the Aramaic as I am in Lashon HaKodesh. And they were crucial to understanding the piece. And my husband was able to explain to us the key Aramaic phrases, which was really important for understanding the piece. And obviously the Ribbono Shel Olam. Okay, fine. So now we are going to go to this piece. For those at home, you're going to see it on screen share. For those here, you're just going to listen because I have it on my computer. Okay, could you see? Hello? Thank you. Yes? Asti, is that a yes? Okay, so the Gur Ari, first of all, is the Maharal. The Maharal's super commentary to Rashi's Torah commentary. There are many commentaries to Rashi's. There's like over 20, I think much more than that, commentaries to Rashi's commentary. The most famous of which is the Sifsei Chachamim, which has included all of the Mikros Gedolos. Okay, the Sifsei Chachamim, the Mikros Gedolos, these are commentaries to Rashi's commentary on the Torah. So they're explaining Rashi. Okay? He lived, the Maharal, in the 1500s, died in 1609, also known as the Maharal Mi Prague. Okay? Talmudic scholar, Jewish mystic, philosopher. Okay. So we are going to understand what's the original question? The original question is, why are we comparing Noach to any other generation? Spoiler alert, we're not. In fact, you're going to see the Maharal saying Noach is not being compared at all to anybody else. If he's not being compared to anyone else, then what is Bidorosav? He was an Ish Tzadik Tamim Haya, a righteous man. He was in his generation. If we're not comparing him to any other generation, then what is exactly Rashi teaching us? Okay, it's all in English. You don't see my screen, that means. Okay, thank you. They don't see my screen. Let me try that again. Oh, that was a different shear. That was a cool shear if you were reading it, but that was a totally different shear.
Now we feel like we're missing out by being here in person.
Wait. I need it for my notes to teach. 1 second. Let me try this again. Thank you very much. That was a totally different shear. What is going on? Something. Oh, it's right here. I'm such a. Not seeing what I thought. Does this make more sense? Yeah, if you were reading the other shiur, it's very cool. It's something I'm working on. Okay, fine. So this is the
We're saying we're missing out by being here in person. We're not being
pre. No, you're not. Trust me, you're not missing out. I'm going to read every single thing and translate every single thing. If you want, you could go into the Zoom and see the screen share. Yeah, and I'm serious. Go on your phone, go to the Zoom, and you'll see the screen share. The Gur Ari on Rashi to Bereisha 6:9, okay? The only thing is, if you do that, you just need to move back a little so we don't have interference between the two Zooms.
Okay?
So the Pasuk in Bereisha tells us, this is the Pasuk in question, Ela told us Noach, these are the offspring of Noach. Noach ish tzadik, Noach is a righteous man, Tamim, he's pure, Hayah, he was, Bidorasav, in his generation, Esolokim is Halek Noach, Noach walked with God. What does Rashi have to say about this? So Rashi says, Ela told us Noach, Noach ish tzadik. So it says these are the progeny or the offspring of Noach. And then it says Noach is a righteous man. That's not his progeny. Who are his progeny? Eshem, Escham, Vesyafes. So why doesn't it say these are the offspring of Noach, Shem, Cham, and Yafes? Why does it say these are the offspring of Noach? Noach is a tzaddik. So Rashi says, Ho'il, since, v'hiz kiro siper b'shivcho, since it mentions him, it mentions his praise. Shenemar, zecher tzaddik livracha. Like the Pasuk says in Mishlei, zecher tzaddik, once you mention a tzaddik livracha. So in other words, what's the main offspring of a righteous person? Their good deeds. Because we mention him, as soon as you mention Noach, you should say he's a tzaddik. As soon as you mention the Rosh Hashiva, you should say shlita. You should say bracha. Says Rashi, Limdacha Sheikar told the same shall tzaddiki maisim tovim. The main progeny, the main offspring of a tzaddik is not their biological children, it's their good deeds. The reason I bring up that Rashi, even though we haven't discussed it, is because it's going to be important for the Maharal. Then, Bidorasav. Yesh mi rabbeinu darshim also l'shavach. There are those who expound this for praise. Kol shekein ilu haya bedar tzadikim haya tzadik yoser. All the more so if he was in the generation of the righteous, he would have been even more righteous. But yesh darshim also l'gnai. And there are those who expound it for a disparagement. L'fi doro had tzadik. In his generation, he was a tzadik. V'ilu haya bedar shel Avram Avinu lo haya nekshav l'klum. But if he was in the generation of Avram, he would have been nothing. Okay. So here we have a problem. So the Gur Aryeh, Maharal and Rashi. So he's not, just like the Sifsei Chachamim doesn't comment on the Pasuk, he's commenting on the Rashi, Yeshmei Raboseinu, Darshim L'Shavach. Here we go. My thanks to Aryeh, Reb Noach, Jasmine, and my husband, and obviously Hashem. Afal gav she'ein hachra b'mila dorasav. Even though there is no decisiveness, it is not clear what the word bedorasav means. It's not clear. Why not? He's going to explain to you why it's not clear what the word bedorasav means. Shahare yesh lefarei shnehem. Because we can explain. Shahare yesh lefarei shnehem. What does that mean? I should understand. That's not Aramaic or hard Hebrew. Shayesh lefarei shnehem.
There are two ways to understand.
You can explain it in both ways. It could be explained in both ways. So what exactly is afal gav she'ein hachra'a b'mila b'dorasav? There is no, even though there's no decisiveness in the word b'dorasav, you're not saying anything with certainty. The word b'dorasav is not clear. Why not? Because harei yesh lefarei shnehem. It could go this way and it could go that way, like we see Takarashi quotes, it goes this way or it goes that way. Ve'ein la'achad yoser hachra'a. And neither interpretation has more weight over the other interpretation. They're both valid interpretations, they both make sense, and you're going to see how he proves it. So what exactly are we talking about? She'yesh lefaresh l'shavach kimo l'gnai. Because you could explain it for praise the same way that you could explain it for, disparagement. She'yesh lefaresh l'shavach, you could explain it for praise. Kimo she'lefaresh l'gnai, just like you could explain it for gnai. So in other words, he's saying, what exactly is this bedorasav speaking about? If it's not speaking about decisively either opinion, was it actually coming to teach us? So what do we do so far? Afal gav she'ein hachra'a b'mila b'dorasav. Even though there's no decisiveness, there's no clear path in the word b'dorasav. Sha'reish yesh lefareish shneihem. It could go either way. It could be disparagement. It could be shavach. Ve'ein le'achad yoter hachra'a. Neither opinion has more weight than the other opinion. She'yesh lefareish l'shavach. Because you could expand it for praise. Kimo l'gnai. Just like you could expand it for disparagement. So exactly what are we talking about here? The Ein Lomar, got ready to Aramaic. Thank you very much to my husband because this was key in being able to move forward. We did not understand what I was saying. The Ein Lomar, de Baha Pligi, you cannot say this is what they're arguing about. The Ein Lomar, you cannot say, de Baha Pligi, this is what they're arguing about. Listen carefully. You need to be thinking. I know it's late. I know it's 8:30, but tonight you need to be on. For those who say it's a praise of Noach. Right? He's a tzaddik, it's a praise. If he would have been in a generation of other tzaddikim, he would have been even more of a tzaddik. Shavach, praise. Because for those who say that it was a shavach, because he was a very big tzaddik, ein lefaresh l'gnai.
There's no explanation.
Oh, but what he's actually saying is that you can't say those who expound it for Shavach would never say it's also a gnai. Just listen. Vilo ma'an de'amar l'gnai. And to those who say it's a disparagement, havei ipcha, it's the opposite. De'zeh eino. It is not so. Listen. De'al karchecha, because against your will you're forced to say, le'ma'an de'amar l'shavach, to those who say it's a
positive
praise, a positive of Noach, Sveira le nami ilu haya bedar sha'avram lo haya nechshav l'klum. What did he just say?
Is he saying that it is mutually exclusive or
it isn't? That what?
It is mutually exclusive or is it?
It is
mutually exclusive.
What is he saying?
Mutually exclusive.
I think I'm struggling with the
transition. It's not mutually exclusive.
Okay.
Exactly. Not. Da'al karchecha, you're forced to say, lema'an da'amar, to those who say, l'shavach, that it's a praise. What was the praise? Remember what the praise was. The praise was, he's a tzaddik. If he would have been in the generation of tzaddikim, he would have been even more of a tzaddik. Sveira le'nami, ilu haya bedar sha'avram lo haya nechshav l'klum. They still admit that if he would have been in the generation of Avram, he still would have been considered like nothing. Even those who say it's a shavach would be forced to admit that if you put him next to Avram, he would still be
nothing.
Very, very low. Jasmine also pointed out to me, because I said to her, lo haya nechshav l'klum is a double negative. Lo haya nechshav l'klum means he would not have been thought of as nothing, which means he would be something. So she told me, so I had a kash on that. I'm like, wait a minute. No, in Hebrew, a double negative is an emphasis. In English, a double negative is a positive, but in Hebrew, a double negative is emphasis, okay? So what's the problem? The Maharal is saying, ready, you're forced to admit that even though who say it's a shavach, even they would agree that if he would be next to Avram Avinu, he would have been nothing. He could have been a tzaddik as a tzaddik as a tzaddik. But if you put him next to Avram Avinu, he's going to come up to his ankles. Even they agree. Shelo haya tzaddik kamo Avram. Because as nice as he was in his generation, everyone agrees he was not a tzaddik like who? Avram Avinu. So what did we just prove? That even the people who say this is a shavach, a praise, still admit that in the generation of Avram, he would have been nothing. So that's what the Gnai people say. So the Shevach people now agree with the Gnai people. The praise people agree with the disparagement people. So wait a minute, they're saying the same thing. And now he's going to prove the opposite also. Shaharei the common Amiran. Oh, he's going to prove it. Because further on, the Pasuk tells us, what's the proof that if he would have been in the door of Avram, he would have been Nechshav L'Klum? Because further on, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Zayin, the Pasuk tells us, okay, Gur Aryeh quotes this, Vayavon Noach ubanav v'ishto neshein banav ito alateva mipnei mehamabo. Chapter 7, verse 7, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Zayin. And Noach and his sons and his wife and the wives of his sons with him entered the ark because of the waters of the flood. Now those words are superfluous. Why does it say because of the waters of the flood? They didn't enter because it was a bright and sunny day. Obviously they entered because of the waters of the flood. So what does Rashi say? Very famous Rashi. Mipnei mehamabo. Who knows what Rashi says?
I think this is when Rashi says that they almost like didn't believe until the waters were really
gone. Oh, Afnach miktane amana haya. Noach was one of little faith. Ma'amin, he believed. Eino ma'amin, he didn't believe. Shayavo ha'mabel, that the flood would come. Velo nichnas lateva ad shadach ko'amayim. So what did Rashi just tell you? Noach was one of little faith. On the one hand, he believed. On the other hand, he didn't really believe, and he didn't enter the ark until what? The floodwaters pushed him to enter the ark. So in other words, could you compare him to Avram? So where the Gur Aryeh bring this as proof that everyone would have to admit that in the generation of Avram, he would be considered nothing. Because he was a Ktanei Amana. So he was a good guy. If everyone's doing Gezel, stealing, Chamas, stealing, And Avodah Zarah, idol worship, and you listen to God, so you're a good guy. But everyone, even the Shavach people, have to admit that if he lived in the time of Avram Avinu, which is 10 doros later, he would have been the klum. They also have to admit that. So in other words, the Shavach people, the praiseworthy people of Noach, are actually agreeing with the Gnai people, the people who disparage Noach. Okay, what's the proof? One example, that Noach was a Ktanei Amana. We never say that Avram was a Ktanei Amana. Avram was the Amur Amuna. The pillar of faith. No matter what God told him, hineni. Shecht your son, hineni. Kick away your maidservant and the boy. It's bad in his eyes, hineni. No matter what Hashem told him to do, he did. He was hesitant. So the Shavach people ultimately agree that ilu haya bedarsha Avram, lo haya nechshav l'klum. What about the other people, the Gnai people? What do the Gnai people say? The Gnai people say ilu haya bedarsha Avram, lo haya nechshav l'klum. He's going to show you that even they have to agree that if he would have been a Dar Tzadikim, he would have been a Tzadik. The Chain L'ma'an Da'amar, and for those men who say L'gnai, it's a disparagement. Pshita, what does Pshita mean? Aramaic, but it's easy one. Pasha. It's simple. Disover Gamkein, Ilu Hayy Bedar Shal Tzadikim, Hayy Tzadik Yoser, because even they would have to admit that if he would have been in a generation of Tzadikim, he would have been even more of a righteous person. So the Maharal, the Gur Aryeh, is proving, what are they actually saying? They're all saying the same thing. We admit, everyone admits in his generation he was righteous, and everyone admits if he would have been in a generation of greater tzaddikim, he would have been greater, and if he would have been next Avram, he would have been lesser. So that's Bedarasav coming to teach me. He also has a proof for this, just like he had a proof, Noachus Ktanei Amana, which proves that in the generation of Avram he would have been nothing, because Avram was not a Ktanei Amana. Atayadati ki yare el kimata v'lo chasach das pincha sichir mimeni. I can't believe you don't remember Kachnas Pincha. Such a gewaldic word. Okay, I'm glad I remember. Baruch Hashem, one of us remembers. He was not a Ketana Yamana. He was a gewaldic Baal Amunah. He didn't ask questions. So everyone admits, Ilu haya b'darsha Avram hayo nechshav l'klum. Who agrees with that? Everybody, both sides. And everyone also admits, Ilu haya b'darsha tzadikim hayo tzadik yoser. Who agrees with that? So what is the word bidorasav? That's exactly what he says. That's exactly his question. What are they arguing about? So therefore, if everyone agrees on the same thing, then what is the word bidorasav in the pasuk coming to teach me? Because the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't put any words in the Chumash that are superfluous. I literally think I say that in literally every, and I'm not saying literally like the kids today literally, I mean it. In every single class, I stress that. So that means it has to teach us something. But it actually can teach us either opinion, because both opinions agree with each other, not like the political situation today when everyone hates each other, they all agree. So what is it talking about? And he's even going to have a proof. How do you know? Where am I up to? V'chein le'ma'an da'amar le'gnai. Where am I up to? Just for you people at home if you want to look at it. V'chein le'ma'an da'amar le'gnai. Pshita, desuver gamkein, ilu hayi b'darshel tzadikim, hayi tzadik yoser. Even the people who say it's a disparagement of Noach agree that if he would have been a generation of tzadikim, he would have been a tzadik yoser. Shehasavar nosein kein. Shekein pei rashi l'kaman. The proof of this is, how do we know that this is true? Because like, look up Rashi by perachav hei pasuk chav. Achos lavan mi padan aram. One second, I'm going to look there for you. That's the beginning of Toldos. It's by Rivka. Okay? It's by Rivka. It's describing Rivka. It says about Rivka, who gets married in this week's parasha, in this week's Sedra, Chayi Sarah, and next week we start the journey with Yitzchak and Rivka. Vayihi Yitzchak ben Arbaim Shana, and Yitzchak was 40 years old, Bekachto es Rivka bas Pasua, Arami mi padan Aram, Achaslavan Arami lo Lisha. He was 40 years old. Why doesn't it just say when he marries Rivka? In this week's Sedra, Chayi Sarah, it gives me her whole family tree already. She's the born to Besuel, who was the son of Milcah, Nachar, who Milcah gave birth. Everyone knows her family tree, so I need to tell me her family tree. So Rashi says here, oh, well, I just told you, v'chi adayin lo nechtav, she bas Besuel, v'achos lavan mi padan aram. The Torah already told me her whole lineage. I know exactly who she is. Why are you telling me the family tree again? Ela lahagid shivcha, to tell me her praise. Shehoysa bas Rasha, she was the daughter of a wicked person, Besuel. Va'achos Rasha, she was the sister of a wicked person, Lavan. U'makoma anshei Rasha, she came from a wicked place. V'lo lamda mimaseim, she didn't learn from their deeds. So she remained a tzadekis, she was a tzadekis, even though she came from an environment that was shmutz. The father's a Rasha, the brother's a Rasha, the place is full of Rashaim, but she was still righteous. Okay? So, therefore, the Gur Aryeh says, everyone agrees, Ilu haya b'darcha tzadikim, haya tzadik yoser. Just like Rivka, everyone agrees that if he would have been amongst tzadikim, he would have been even more of a tzadik. So could you imagine how much of a tzadik is he saying Rivka would have been if she would have had a positive home environment and a positive yeshiva, Beis Yaakov education. She's such a tzadik, yes, but it's possible, it's plausible, we hear saying that if she would have grown up with a father who was a gadol dar and a brother who was a talmid chacham and a place that was steeped in Torah, she probably would have been even greater. Look how much potential she had when she comes from a shrine, how much greater. So that's what you're saying about Noach. So no one's really insulting Noach, and everyone's agreeing with each other. Ela bizeh pligi. But this is the argument. So now you have to understand what exactly is going on here. Here I'm up to. Ela bizeh pligi. This is the argument. Mipnei shehakasuv balalamin belmilas dorasav. That's what we're trying to determine. What is the pasuk teaching me? Look how much learning there is in one word of Chumash. No, it's unbelievable. The first year was close to an hour. Last week we went over and said, look how much learning there is in one word of Chumash. If the shiurim teach you nothing else, it should be that. I heard Rabbi Daniel Gladstein say recently in a shiur, I just told this over this morning actually in a different class, that when you start to learn Torah, it's a mashal to standing on the beach. You're standing on the beach, so you see the shore, you see some hotels up that way, some down that way, you see the shore, you think that's all there is. It's manageable, there's the horizon. Then let's say you go into a sailboat, a rowboat, and you row to the middle of the ocean. And all of a sudden you realize, oh my gosh, this is so vast. It stretches on forever and ever and ever. It's so deep. It's so wide. It's so long. It's so huge. When you stand on the shore, you think, I could see everything. When you learn a little bit of Torah, says Rabbi Daniel Gladstein, you're like the person who's standing on the shore of the beach. And you row out into the middle of the ocean. And you realize it's endless. One word. One word. Okay. Ela bezeh pligi. So now that we've established that both sides agree with each other, not like the Democrats and the Republicans say, everyone agrees with each other. So what's going on? So now we have to understand what exactly is their argument. Mipnei ha-kosuf, ba'alalami b'milas b'dorasav. What is the Torah coming to teach me with the word b'dorasav? Lama asha kodesh baruch hu neis im noach, where am I up to if you want to see? Lama asha kodesh baruch hu neis im noach v'hitzilo min ha-babel. Why did a kodesh baruch hu do a neis with Noach and save him from the flood? It was clearly a nace, because everything else, by Teva, what was Teva at that time? Teva at that time, nature at that time was what that everything is, washed away, absolutely destroyed. Vishavur manda amar lignai, and those who say it's for a disparagement, what was the disparagement? Let's just remember the disparagement was, the disparagement was if he would have been in the generation of Avram, he would have been nothing. Vishavur manda amar lignai, shahat salatohu mipnesha bedara hayatzadik. The ones who say he's a gnai say that the only reason he was saved is because in his generation he was a tzaddik. I think I told you this last week, and I told Jasmine when we were learning. I looked at Medrash Rabbah. I told you this last week. I did tell it to you. Medrash Rabbah, first of all, interestingly, doesn't compare him to Avram. It compares him to, remember what I told you? Moshe and Shmuel. I didn't say it last week? I thought I did. Did I say this last
two
week?
2 weeks ago, someone talked
about... Esti saying yes.
2 weeks ago, we talked about Noah and Moshe, and you very quickly said he
was here. No, last week, I did. Okay, the Medrash Rishis Rabba says, interestingly, that it compares him to Moshe and Shmuel, not Noah. The second Gur Aryeh explains why he compares him to Avram. Okay, I don't think we're going to get there. And the manager says it's like someone who's drinking wine. Remember I told this to you, that he has 3 flasks of wine. The first 2 are totally vinegar, so he can't drink them. The 3rd is a little sour, so they say, why are you drinking it? So what does he say? Well, those 2 are vinegar, so they're really undrinkable, so I'll drink the one that's a little bit sour. Okay, let's go back. V'sovar man d'amar l'gnai shahat salatohu mipnei shubedorahu tzadik. Those who say it's for a gnai, disparagement, which, correct, Joanna, means in the generation of Avram he would have been nothing, agree that his rescue, his salvation came because in his generation he was righteous. So everyone agrees that in his generation he was righteous. Everyone also agrees that in the generation of Avram he would have been nothing. The cave in Shiloh hayat tzaddik yoser bidoro, and because he wasn't a greater tzaddik in his generation, hayat nikrat tzaddik, he still called the tzaddik. Val kodesh baruch hu oseh lo nis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Taka did for him a miracle. Af al gav, even though, she'ilu haya b'dor tzadikim, even though, here am I up to, if he was in the dor of tzadikim, lo hayad tzidkaso nechshav l'klum, his righteousness would have been considered like nothing. Here am I up to? Viraya, what's the proof? Now he's going to bring us another proof. So we already had a proof, Noach miktana me'ana haya, Noach was one of little faith, Perek Zayin Pasuk Zayin, that he can't be compared to Avram at all, according to both opinions, because he was a ktana yamana, and Avram was the amud amuna, the pillar of amuna. Also, everyone agrees that if he would have been in a different place or a different generation, he would have been a greater tzaddik. Who's the proof from? Rivka, the second matriarch, who gets married in this week's Sedra, because we see that she was a tzaddikis, and that was with the limitations of a father who's a Rasha, a brother who's a Rasha, a place who's full of Rashan. How much more so would have she been a tzaddikis? Now he's going to bring you a proof from somewhere else in Chumash that a Kodesh Baruch who saves a person according to his generation, if he's a tzaddik in his door, even if he's not a tzaddik gomor. Could you think of somebody else? We're all embracious. Everything is embracious.
I guess Lot.
What did you say?
Lot.
Exactly. Go ahead.
Lot was saved from stone because he was a tzaddik by stone standard, even though in the general region he wasn't considered a tzaddik.
Quote, Lot was saved by stone, even though by stone standards you said he was a tzaddik. But? continue. By standards of storm, he was a tzaddik.
But for everywhere else, he was...
By everywhere else, he would have been considered a lowlife. He said, don't harm these men, but here are my two virgin daughters who do not know a man. But in storm, he's a tzaddik. What happened to him when Sodom was being destroyed? He was saved. Here we go. Okay. The Raya. And what is the proof of this? Shakosh Baruch Hu osa nes. Achosha ain't tzaddik yoser mimenu. Kosh Baruch Hu does the nes for him because there is no one who is more righteous than he. Why are you drinking the sour wine? Well, the first two are totally not drinkable. So I'm going to take the best of the evil, you could say. V'raya shekosh baruch hu osa nes, achar she'ein tzadik yoser mimenu. Kosh baruch hu does a miracle because there is no one greater than him. So kosh baruch hu looks down. He says, who's the greatest tzadik in this generation? He's worthy of being saved, even though everyone agrees. If he would have been in the generation of Avram, he would have been nothing. And everyone agrees if he would have been in a greater generation, he would have been greater because he had so much potential. Shekein peirash rashi eitzel lot. Because that's what Rashi darshans by Lot, Ayin Sham, see there. It's in Perek Yutes, so we're taking a nice journey through different parshas, which is all of what we're learning these weeks. Okay? We meet Rivka this week, we just spoke a little bit about Rivka, Lot is last week, Sedra, we went back to Noach, it's beautiful, Baruch Hashem, it's a nice journey through Bereishis. So what happens by Lot? Listen, Lot is being destroyed. It's last week, Sedra.
No, okay. Stone is being destroyed, not
thank you. Thank you. That was me. Not you. Sodom is being destroyed. Sodom is being destroyed. And Lot is being saved. So they take him outside. And the angel said, Himalait al nafshecha, escape with your soul. Al tabir acharecha, do not look behind you. Do not stay in the area of the plain, because the whole plain is going to be undeterred. P-L-A-I-N. Obviously, there's no other P-L-A-N-E in those days. Hahara himalit. Pen ti safe. Flee to the mountains, run to the mountains, lest you be destroyed. Vayomer Lot, and Lot says, yeah?
He didn't want to go to the mountains.
Oh, why didn't he want to go to the mountains? Vayomer Lot aleihem al na Adonai. And Lot says, please no. Interesting. Targum Onkelos translate that as Hashem.
Hmm.
Like as if he's a tefillah to Hashem, don't send me there.
There's no way there.
That's like Avram by the Malachim. Okay, that's not the focus of today's shiur, but that's extremely interesting. Hine na matza avdecha chen beinecha. Behold, your servant, meaning Milo, has found favor in your eyes. V'tagda chastecha asher asisei medi. Your kindness is so great that you have done for me. L'achayos es nafshi, to sustain my soul. V'anochi lo uchali himahed hahara. I cannot run to the mountains. Pen tidbakani hara'a, lest the bad cling to me. V'amati, and I will die. I can't go there. So there's this city, it's small, I want to go there. They say, fine, he ends up in the cave and he has relations with his daughter. Why doesn't he want to go to the first region? Listen carefully. No, I'm going to tell you what Rashi says. Kishahayisi eitzel anshei Sodom. When I was being compared to the people of Sodom, when I was with the people of Sodom, who are the people of Sodom? Not good people. Decrepit, debased, stingy, miserly, cruel people. Hayah Kosh Baruch Hu roa ma'asai, u'ma'asai b'nei ha'ir. Kosh Baruch Hu looked at my deeds, Lot, and the deeds of the city of my people, v'hayisi nirat tzadik. Rashi to 1919, I'm quoting. Compared to the people of Sodom, I looked like a groysa tzadik. Did you ever hear of Lot? He's the god of Adar here. Ukidai lihi not sell, and therefore I was worthy of being saved. Ukashaaval eitzel tzaddik, but if I go to the region where you want me to go, who else lives in that region?
Avram.
And now I'm going to go next to the tzaddik. Ani kirasha. Who am I going to be?
Nothing. I appreciate his self-awareness.
What?
I appreciate his self-awareness.
You appreciate?
The self-awareness.
Self-awareness. Self-awareness. Oh, maybe that's why he was worthy of being saved. So therefore, he doesn't want to run there. Here I'm a tzaddik, because in Sodom everyone is horrible. So you just have to be a little less than horrible. I have to say something in case you forget. Next, it's 9:10.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Next week shares on Tuesday evening. Okay? I hope you can make it. It'll be on Zoom and in person. If you can't, you could listen to the recording. You know, I try to never switch to the best of my ability. Next week, the Zoom is the same. It's on Tuesday evening. I did not know the time. Okay. So now we have just proved. Now we have just proved that Lo was only saved. He was only a tzaddik because. He says it himself, by the way.
Because
if you want to compare me to the decrepit people of Sodom, so I'm a good guy, but if you make me go live by Avram Avinu, Hashem's going to look at Avram, he's going to look at me, I'm not even going to be worthy of salvation anymore. Okay. Let's go on.
Meanwhile,
I don't really have time, yeah.
I know. Can we go?
Now I don't have time.
When he originally met the Malachim, he didn't refer to them.
Okay, I'm not going back to it. I don't want to talk about Lo and the Malachim. Okay. No, not at all.
Okay,
sorry. No, absolutely no time. 1 second. Okay. V'leficha chayu nitzal. The only reason Lo was saved is because, as he says, I'm being compared to the people of Sodom. U'le'idach. On the other hand. What's on the other hand? I'm just stopping the screen share. It's too confusing for me to tell you where we're up to. You're just going to have to listen. Ule'idach, on the other hand, lishna da'amar l'shavach, to those who say that it's a shavach, hayanitzo mipnei she'ilu haya bedar tzedikim, haya tzadik yoser, those who say it's a shavach, okay, so he would have been saved, because if he would have been in the door of the righteous, he would have been even more righteous. So in other words, everything he's doing is proving everyone else's side. V'lefichach, and therefore, Hayal Kodesh Baruch Hu machshiv ba'atzit kasov l'rav, v'haya matzilo. Hashem looked at Noach, he had a little bit of righteousness, ma'atzit kasov, a little bit of his righteousness, l'rav, God considered it like a lot of righteousness, v'haya matzilo, and he saved him. So we've proven that he was a ketana yamana, Avram was not. So according to both opinions, everyone has to agree that in the generation of Avram, he would have been nothing. We've also proven the other opinion, because like Rivka, she was a tzaddikus. Imagine what she would have been if she wouldn't have come from such a place. Father was a rasha, Besua, we meet him in this week's parasha. Lavan is a rasha. The place is full of rasha'im. But she was still a tzaddikus, so like Noach. So that's the Gnai people, but everyone Taka agrees. That's the Shavach people. Everyone agrees with both opinions. If he would have been in a greater generation, he would have been greater. We all agree. If he would have been in a generation of Avram, he would have been nothing. We all agree. He was only saved because Hashem is looking at him compared to his door, just like who? Lot in last week's Sedra, who specifically says, please don't make me run there. I can't be by Avram. In the cities of the Kikar, I'm a good guy, but if you put me next to Avram, I'm going to be horrible. The Hashta. Yesh machlokas, you can see all my notes and the underlined sections. Vahashta, so now what do we have? Yesh machlokas b'shvil ma haya nitzo Noach. So now we have a machlokas. Why was Noach saved? Vahashta lo yiksha. You don't have a kasha. And now there's no kasha. Gam kein lema misaper kasu b'gnuso shal tzadik lema andamar l'gnai. For those, what the gam kein lema misaper kasov, what the Torah tells us, bignuso shel tzaddik, about the disparagement of a tzaddik, lema andamar l'gnai, to those who say it's a disparagement. So is it telling us about a disparagement to those who say it's a disparagement? Ela hakasov magid lecha. And here you finally come to the teiretz of the Gur Aryeh. You're waiting. I'm going to tell you. Ela hakasov magid lecha b'shvil ma hayonitzel Noach. The Torah is telling you why Noach was saved. Lelamed midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It has nothing to do with telling me about comparing Noach to a different generation. It's telling me about the midah of the Ribbono Shel Olam. How HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us. This isn't about Noach. It's about God's interaction with the world and every person and every generation. Lelami leomor midas hakadosh baruch hu kevan shahaya tzadik bidoro. To tell you the midas of hakadosh baruch hu, Hashem measures him as a tzadik in his generation. Vahashta lo yiksha. So now it's not a difficulty. Masha pirish the mala. What it says above, I started in the first Rashi. Ho il vihis kiro sipar b'shivcha. Remember, I told you the Rashi says. Why does it say Ela told us Noach? Noach ish tzadik. So I did the first Rashi, and I said, even though we haven't been discussing it, it's relevant. Why does it say these are the offspring of Noach? Noach was a tzaddik. So it's to tell you his praise. Mashma Shabbat Kosov L'Sapir Shivcha. The Torah wants to tell you something good about Noach. He has Shabbat. He is praiseworthy. And that's what Kosh Baruch Hu focuses on. First of all, not only is it a Gaval Dikteri, it's thank you to Rab Noach, and my son, and Jasmine, and my husband, and the Rebbe Shalom. But it's a big chizuk. HaKosh Baruch Hu is very understanding. He's the Bach. It doesn't mean you could leave here, and I clarified in the beginning, you could go back and listen to the beginning. It doesn't mean you could leave here and be Michal Shabbos and say HaKosh Baruch Hu is understanding. Okay, so let's be very clear with that. But if you live in a very difficult generation, and you really try, Vayas Noach Kachol Asher Tziva Oso Elokim Kein Asa Noach, and you try your best. I'm not talking about you go be Michal Shabbos and say, God is understanding. Okay, that's public service announcement. Is it clear tonight? Don't do that. It's such a chizuk. Hashem knows. Remember, we began this whole thing with the piece of the Rav. He put us into the door we're in. It's not that we should be comparing ourselves to anyone else. Bido Rasav is God compares you to the people of your generation. And as long as you can rise over the rishus of your door and be a tzad, this is from God's vantage point, not yours. So the original kasha stands. Should we compare ourselves to any other generation? No. But maybe the Gur Aryeh says you're not understanding when Rashi is coming to teach you. Now that we've proven that both sides actually agree with each other, with sources from other places in Bereshit, other biblical personalities, we're journeying through these parshas. What on earth is Rashi telling me? What is the word Bido Rasav telling me? It's not my vantage point. It's not your parents' vantage point. It's not your Rebbe's vantage point. Why aren't you like your older brother? Why aren't you like, you know, your grandfather's? Who cares? That's not Shayach. Noach ish tzaddik. Noach was a righteous man. Tamim haya. And then God says, Bido Rasav, let me check out your door. I will judge you according to your door. I see you walk with God. Sdom, Lot lived in a door full of despicable people. So the fact that he did some degree of hechnasas arachim from the malachim, even though it was a little backwards from what Avram did, okay, you could look it up, see Rashi does. Lamaisi, he was trying to do something. He was trying to be nice to his guests. Oh, he offered his daughters a little bit of a problem. If I run to the mountain and I buy Avram Avinu, I'm going to be very big trouble. But Kosh Baruch Hu looks you in the situation in which you are. This is so gewaldig. What a gur art. It's not that you should compare yourself, or that your parents should compare you, or your Rebbe should compare, and you shouldn't compare your Rebbe either. No one human should be comparing anyone else to any other door. Because Rabbi Zusha still stands. When I get to Shemaim, they're not going to say, Zusha, why were you Ali Melech of the Jinx? And why were you the Chavetz Chaim? And why were you Moshe Rabbeinu? No, it can't be. He lived before. Whatever, you know what I mean. They're going to say, why weren't you Zusha? The Dor HaSav is not man's vantage point. It's God's judgment relative to your door. So it's true. Well, it was not a Moshe Rabbeinu. I know it's out of chronological order. It's not the point. But in his generation, God said, and I just thought of something that the Gur Aryeh actually doesn't quote. That's what Hashem Taka says to Noach. I just thought of something. The Gur Aryeh doesn't quote it. When Hashem comes to Noach and he says, I'm bringing a Mabel, what does he say? Ki oscha ra'isi tzadik lefanei bedar hazeh. Hashem says it beferush. Ki oscha ra'isi tzadik lefanei, because I see you are righteous before me bedar hazeh. Hashem says it beferush. Gur Aryeh is teaching us what Bedar Sad teaches us. But Hashem judges us with such mercy and compassion according to what a gival dictates. Me and Jasmine learned for 1 hour, 12 to 1 o'clock, with my husband's help. The Torah is teaching us why Noach was saved. Lelamed midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Teiritz. Kevan Shahayat Sadik Bidoro. It's a chizuk. We live in a generation of such tuma, of such impurity, of such pritzus, of such a breach of tznius in the way people dress, in the way people talk. I'm not talking about us. I'm talking about the welt in which we live. And the way people dress, or I should say lack of dress, and the way people eat, and the things people watch on the screens, and the things that are written in novels. We live in such a low generation that if a person can have one epoch, one holding back from that tuma, Hashem judges you, Bido Rasav. It's not about Noach. It's about God. Unbelievable. V'hashlo lo yiksha. So now you shouldn't have any kasha. Why does it say bavho the hisku super b'shivcha? Why does Rashi say because we mentioned a shevach? Mashma shabal kasuv l'sapir shivcha, because the Torah is coming to tell you his praise. Delo pligi ala b'milas b'dorsav. The argument is only on the word. What does b'dorsav come to teach you? Delo pligi, and now there's no argument. Be'ish tzaddik. In other words, he's saying if Noach was really a gnai, according to the gnai people, why would it say Noach ish tzaddik? How do the gnai people explain that the Torah says befeirush ish tzaddik? The Torah's not lying. God's not lying. So if God said he's, the Torah doesn't say that Bilam is an ish tzaddik. So if the Torah says he's an ish tzaddik, how are the gnai people supposed to explain he's an ish tzaddik? Either he is or he isn't. But if Hashem said he is, then the gnai people can't say he isn't. So there's no kash on ish tzaddik, because we've already proved that everyone agrees he's an ish tzaddik. Devadai hakol modim shenichtav ze b'shvil shevchol. Everyone agrees that Shevach of Noach was written. He is a tzaddik. Rak milas bedorasav. We're only trying to understand the word in his generation. Lama nichtav. Ila shevach, ila gnai. The whole argument was why was the word dorasav written. But now that we show that both sides actually agree with each other, it has to actually be teaching me something else. So what is the midah of the Kodesh Baruch Hu that the Torah is teaching us? Hashem measures a person. I'll look at all the comments after. I can't, like when Yishmael was saved by Asher Husham. I'm not sure. I don't think so. I know someone agrees with you, but I don't think so, Esti, even though obviously I hold you in very high regard. Krav Shav. Yishmael is being compared to himself, Esti, not his dar. Yishmael is Ba'asher Husham being compared to himself in this time. That's not what this Gur Aryeh is saying. The Gur Aryeh is saying Hashem saves people according to the generation in which they are. By Yishmael, we don't see any evidence that he was saved because God compared him to anyone else. So I don't think that's a correct kasher. One second. I'm going to take a comment after I finish this. Hashem measures a person relative to their time and place. Like Jasmine said, Hashem grades on a curve, which makes sense. If Hashem graded on an absolute, then what would have happened to us a long time ago? Finished. The Rebbe Hashem grades on a curve. He knows the time he put you in. He knows the generation he put you in. Everyone agrees he's a tzaddik because the Torah says, Ish, tzaddik, tamim. So he can't be a Rasha. So what's the whole kasha? What's the Rebbe Dorasav and Lamaisa? Now, after everything we've proven, it's coming to teach us about the Erech HaPayim, the Rav Chesed of the Ribono Shel Olam, who judges all of us. Bedorosav. Yes?
Yosef HaTzadik.
Very nice.
He's a tzadik mirror in the most priceless
place in antiquity.
And he still managed to maintain Who else is called a tzadik?
Yosef is a tzadik. The Gemara calls him a tzadik in Yuma Lamed Hey. But I think he was a tzaddik, just like a tzaddik.
Right, but he also was.
But he was a good example of a person who was able to rise over the tumah of his generation and remain righteous despite the people amongst whom he lived. Absolutely, yes. Okay, so it's the Yahrzeit of Miriam Fron this Sunday. Chof Vav Chashvan. May she please, Ribbono Shel Olam, beseech the Kisei HaKavod on behalf of all of us who learn for her Aliyah Neshama in her merit and in her memory every week. And she should beg the Ribbono Shel Olam for not only the ultimate Geula, but Shalom and Simcha and Yeshua, her Neshama, should have the highest Aliyah, as with Hashem, the Zchus of these Divrei Torah. Thank you so much, everybody. Kol Tov. Next week, we move on to a different topic.
Kol Tov. On Tuesday.